Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033, the Barclays BuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome to After Hours here on the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, and we're still talking with Ray Sheehan today from, he's the Buddha. That's all you can say. Ray's the Buddha guy, even though he doesn't have a Buddha tummy. He's the Buddha barbecue, or barbecue Buddha, I should say. And I forgive me for my remiss for this, but tell people your website and stuff, Ray, real quick.
Oh, it's BBQ Buddha, that's B-U-D-D-H-A, BBQBuddha.com.
Well, there you go. So we'll get that in there. I kind of hope everybody goes to that website and looks at it. It's kind of cool. It's not overly complicated, but it's full of good information. And you also get to see Ray's sauces and some of the awards and stuff that are on there. So it's all good. It's good. So here's kind of the fun part, Ray, where we do this. I'm going to ask you some kind of inadvertent questions, and you can kind of answer as you wish. But it's all good. So would you describe yourself as corn-fed or grass-fed?
Corn-fed or grass-fed? I'm going to go probably corn-fed.
Yeah, that's a lot of us, I think. Okay. Yeah. Did you ever cook in a thunderstorm in your underwear?
Not lately, no.
Not lately. Okay. I had, when Jeff Tyson was on, or Tyson, I guess it is, they originally came from Canada, and so I asked him if he ever cooked in the snow in his underwear, and he thought for a minute, and he goes, I think I had to put on a house coat over top of him before I went out there. So, what barbecue skill took you the longest to master, Ray?
I'm going to say ribs because I think it's just such a small window between, where you can say the ribs are perfectly tender and moist without being overcooked.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the hardest.
If I were to declare you supreme ruler of barbecue for a week, what would you as supreme ruler Ray decree for the world of barbecue?
Pork belly for breakfast, chicken for lunch, and brisket for dinner every day.
Well, then I don't have to ask you this next question, which is on a scale of 1 to 10, how much barbecue do you eat on a regular basis? 10 being the most. So I think you answered your own question there probably.
Yeah, I'm at like a 15 probably.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Do you remember the first thing you ever grilled or smoked, Ray? I mean, on a smoker or a cooker, not rolled up in high school or something. But
pork butt.
How'd it come out?
Terrible.
Really?
Not good. The first cooker that I had was an electric smoker. And I didn't know anything about wrapping or over smoking. And so they kind of came out like dark, like black, but not like... not like bark, not like good, delicious bark, kind of like over-smoked, So the first time was not fun. It wasn't until the second or third time that they really started coming out good. and we got rid of the electric smoker awfully quick, so that, upgraded pretty quick.
There you go. You remember the worst concert you've ever attended?
The worst concert?
And you can't say Springsteen because you're in his neck of the woods there.
Actually, a couple years ago, we went to see Chris Stapleton and he was fantastic, but the weather, this was at an outdoor venue, and the weather was just about to start to rain, and, you know, people were just getting loaded, and then the skies opened up, so that was probably the worst situation.
So if we put your life and your skills to music, what would that music be?
It would be, you know, probably anything by Jane's Addiction.
Okay. All right. Do you remember, Ray, the worst place you've ever had to cook?
I don't remember the necessarily the worst place, but I can tell you one time I was catering a party, and it was a luncheon for like a baptism. And the folks that had hired me left me the keys to the house. I went to the house. I immediately got my prep stuff ready. The people were at the church, and I went outside. I turned on the grill because there was a lot of grill components to this. And the grill was set up right up against the back of their house. I turned on the grill to preheat it. I went inside. I got my meats and everything, came outside. The grill is on fire. There's flames shooting out of the knob to turn the thing off. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And I grabbed a pair of tongs, and I turned the knob so the thing turned off. And apparently the father-in-law had used the grill the night before and had gotten a ton of grease in there, and they didn't clean it. So needless to say, we used the grill pan, and we got it done inside. But I mean, it was so the worst thing. I mean, you know, their house could have caught on fire. That would have been terrible.
That would have been bad.
That's never good. But so when they came home, I had to be like, yeah, you know, your grill was like on fire.
Is that one of those things when one of them looks and goes, Dad?
yeah. They looked at me like I had three heads, and then the father-in-law was like, you know what? I grilled the burgers. I got grease in there. I didn't think it'd be a big deal. I'm really sorry. You know, so that was the worst situation. But, you know, that was a little crazy. You know?
That's tough. I've had that similar things happen when you walk away and you come back 5 minutes later and, you know, it looks like a volcano is erupting out of the thing. Yeah. Ford or Chevy, Ray?
Ford.
Okay. Captain and Tennille or Nickelback?
Neither one.
Yeah, there you go. That's actually the right answer. But, you know, sometimes people go, well, let's see. Nickelback. Yeah. Okay.
Silence.
If I ask you, I said, Ray, you know, you're the Buddha, but we all make mistakes. What's been one of your mistakes in competition that sticks with you all the time? I mean, you think about it, you go, man, I don't want to do that again.
Changing the plan at the last minute.
Yeah.
You know, when we practice, we pretty much get our process down. And if you change the plan, you know, the day of, then things aren't going to go according to plan necessarily. And I think one time I changed up my chicken at the last minute, and I did something totally different, and it just bombed, you know.
Well,
so my point is stick with what works and stick with your plan.
Isn't that the old saying is you dance with the one that brung you type thing?
And that's exactly right.
Right. If somebody comes up to you and says, Ray, I've read your columns. I've seen you at competitions. I want to get into this. What advice can you give me? So you got a newbie's coming up to you and he says, I want to be one of you guys. Tell me how to do it. What would you say?
I would say, you know, this actually just happened. I was out at a store, and, you know, I'm looking for stores to get my products in. We're coming up on almost 100 stores now. And I met a guy because I was looking at the briskets, and we started talking. And my advice to him was help out another team. You know, if you know a team or find a team, be willing to go there and have fun.
Yeah.
And to work hard. And I said, you know, one of the things is, if you're new, keep it simple. Stay organized. Get the best meat that you can afford and persevere, because things happen. So don't freak out. You know, one time we were doing a competition and, you know, I had this gravity fed cooker and the charcoal got locked up and it was, my fire is going out. My chicken's not cooked yet. It's not finished. And, you know, you can't freak out. You have to find a way to make it happen. So perseverance is a big key, because it's going to rain. It's going to be windy. It's going to be hot. It's going to be cold at times, and things happen. So you have to be able to adapt. But I would say help out a team and read as much as you can and try to cook as much as you can and taste as much barbecue as you can and keep notes. I try to keep a log of all our practice cooks and what sauce I used, what temperature, what time. You know, that really does help.
Oh, sure, sure. Ray Sheehan, thanks for being with us here on After Hours and on the regular Barbecue Nation show. We appreciate it. Folks, National Barbecue News, you can find Ray's column in there every month. I think you're also in the digital edition, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah. Ray's sauce is Barbecue Buddha, and he's got – how many sauces you got real quick? How many different flavors?
I have two sauces. I have a Memphis mop and a Kansas City style. And two seasonings. I have a all-purpose, low-sodium barbecue rub called Belly Rub and Zen Steak Rub, which is more of a seasoned salt. It's peppery and infused with herbs.
There you go. Sounds good. And don't be shy out there, folks, in getting a hold of Ray or sending him a note and order some of that stuff. Anyway, Ray, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll be back next week with another edition of After Hours. See you then.